All right. I'll update you on the injuries. I don't have a full update injury-wise because we still got some guys with MRIs and haven't got all the results back yet. But really guys from the game that had injuries, both Andre Holmes and Denarius Moore both had shoulder injuries in the game. Both of them are getting MRIs. They haven't got the results back yet on that. Bryzell had an MRI on his knee this morning. That came back, negative, nothing new there, so he should be fine. And then Jason Hunter and Dan Muir both are having MRIs, Hunter on his foot and Muir on his knee. So I haven't got those results back yet either. So we'll have an update on all those guys, basically on Wednesday. So, with the game, I thought it was a great team win for our football team. And really, to be honest with you, I thought it was the perfect ending for us as a football team. We talk a lot as a team about overcoming adversity, facing adversity, and for that game to play out the way it did on the road, to jump out to a lead, to give the lead up, to get the lead back again, and have it go down to a fourth down stop at the end of the game. You're either going to stop them and win the game, or you're not and lose the game. And we talked a lot about, guys stepping up and putting the bullseye on their chest and being the guy that wants to make the play at the end of the game, and we were able to do that. So, a great, great team win for us. There was a lot of positives in the game. Obviously, I think when you're able to run the ball the way that we were able to run the ball, and only have two sacks in the game, your offensive line has to be doing something pretty well. And again, we overcame some adversity there. We had some guys go down with injuries, and other guys had to step in and fill in, and I thought they did a good job of doing that. We've talked about Rashad Jennings with his 150 yards rushing and an 80-yard touchdown run, again stepping in, filling in for Darren McFadden, again for third week in a row, really, that he's played exceptionally well for us. Matt McGloin coming in, stepping in, playing the way that he did. All this being done against, the number one ranked defense in the National Football League, I thought was very impressive the way our offense played in the game. I thought the difference in the game was the red zone. When we got down there in the red zone, that was something that we made a big emphasis on Friday, is that when we got down in the red zone, we were 3 for 3, three touchdowns, and we were able to keep Houston out of the end zone. They were 0-for-3 down there in the red zone. Marquette King, I think, has punted very well for us. We had four punts inside the 20 again last week, another point of emphasis that we had with him. Our defense, again, starting off the way that we did to get the two takeaways, to set our offense up in positive field position, and then our offense to be able to convert on that. And then, again, like I touched on already, the red zone defense, keeping those guys out of the end zone, I thought was very good to see and critical to see. There's obviously a lot of things that we still got to get cleaned up. Penalties are something that we've got to continue to work on to continue to get cleaned up. We had 8 in the game. Explosive passes, we gave up too many explosive passes. Luckily, we had the one that was for a touchdown, where we had a little bit of drop coverage there, but other than that, that we gave up some explosive passes, but we were generally able to keep them in front of us and not let them, convert into touchdowns. We had some critical drops in the game that we've got to work to continue to improve on, which we'll do some extra work this week to work on drops. And then obviously the biggest negative in the game really was the long punt return. In the situation where it came in the game, and we had the momentum, and they were able to get all the momentum back on that. But again, I thought a great team win for us. I thought our guys battled and hung in there, and we made enough plays at the end of the game to win it.
Did you ever imagine entering the season that it would be Matt McGloin and Rashad Jennings leading the backfield for you guys?
No, I don't think that was really what our plan was going into the year. But listen. And again, I've said from the very beginning, I like this football team. I like their demeanor. I like the way they go about doing their job. And when you play in the NFL, there's going to be injuries, and guys are going to have to step up. And Both those guys have you know, they prepared every week like they're going to be the starter, and they come to work every day. They pay attention into the meetings. They're focused out on the practice field, and when you do those things, you have a chance to have success on Sundays.
You said it last week, and you said that this is the team that has to learn how to win, and it. And so you guys went out and you got the win yesterday, and it was on the road again. Did it learn how to win? You know, was that a product or was that a byproduct of all the times getting close, and you know that it was bound to happen? Or,
well, again, I've said this also. The more times you put yourself in the position, the more probability you have of having success. So, our teams put ourselves in those positions, and I think, you know, as you put yourselves in those positions, you understand, you know, what the focus is, what the mental, it's more mental than it is physical, what the mental challenges it are of, you know, focusing in on those critical situations at the end of the game, so that you can execute your job and win instead of, you know, coming up on the short end.
Is McGloin your starter for the Tennessee?
You know what? I'm gonna wait and have an opportunity to visit with Terrell. I haven't talked to him yet, so I'm not sure exactly where he is physically. But I will say this. I will say that, you know, obviously with Matt's performance, he's certainly earned the right to be in the discussion. That's for sure.
How careful do you have to be?
If I could follow up on that, if Pryor is fully healthy, for instance, would he be the starter?
Well, I'm not going to get into hypotheticals yet because I don't know that. All right. When I figure out and get an opportunity to sit down and talk with Terrell and find out exactly where he is physically, then I'll have all the information I need to make the decision on, you know, who'll start this Sunday.
How careful do you have to be with
this league? Is along with guys coming out of nowhere, free agents making teams, but it's rare with quarterbacks who are so well scouted and so important. How does a guy like McGloin, in other words, did anybody know anything of him, and why do you think he slipped through?
You know, I mean, I don't want to go through the long list of guys that you know, have been low draft choices or relatively obscure guys. You know, Kurt Warner and Tom Brady come to mind, of guys that, you know, maybe weren't really highly sought after coming out of college and ended up doing pretty well themselves. So, I think some guys just, you know, they you know, maybe they weren't born with the or blessed with the great athleticism, size, speed, strength, all those things that you can definitely measure. But you can't measure what's, you know, in somebody's head or in somebody's heart. And, this guy's, you know, he's overcome a lot of, you know, a lot of challenges, and a lot of people said he couldn't do something, and he did it anyway. So it's more about what's in a guy's mind and in a guy's heart as to whether they can do that or not.
Go ahead, Gordon.
How careful do you have to be with this quarterback thing? Because you're going to have factions in the locker room, you know, there are some that's going to say, hey, a guy can't lose his job, you know, because he got hurt, and you're going to have –
Here's what I got to do. I got to make the decision on what I think's best for this football team and gives us the best opportunity to win. And that's really what we look at.
But do you gauge the pulse of the locker room? You know, does that go?
Well, I'm always conscious of what the pulse of the locker room is, and you know, believe it or not, they don't always agree with whatever decisions I make in that locker room. You know, I mean, they weren't real excited about going out in pads last week. So, but you know, that's what my job is. That's what I get paid to do. You know, I got to make those decisions on what I think gives us the best chance to win. And I think you've seen where the guys have rallied behind Terrell Pryor when he's been the starting quarterback and played really well with him in there. And then obviously you saw yesterday how our guys responded when Matt McGloin's in there. You know, so I really don't see that as being an issue.
Coach, we saw the touchdown throws. The fact he didn't throw a pick, but I'm just wondering, from your look at the tape, what were the things that you saw him do? What did he do well? What did he do not so well?
Well, certain things that you don't see on the tape that you see when you're there at the game. I thought he had great command of the huddle. I thought his presence on the field was outstanding. I thought he did a good job with the communication on the sideline. When you watch him in the passing game, there wasn't a lot of unsettledness He was calm in the pocket. He was going through his progressions. He threw the ball with timing and accuracy. So I thought, in particular, for a first game out, first game starting, I thought he handled himself very well.
Even though this puts the coaching staff in a tough position, is it exciting just to have this other option, though?
Well, I don't know that. I don't know that any of us are in a tough position. I mean, I think our job as coaches is to try to do the things that we feel like give us the best opportunity to win, and that's what those players in that locker room are looking for. Now it's good to know that you have options. That's obviously, you know, a positive. But I don't look at it as a tough situation. I look at it as a good situation.
What is Matt's ability to get rid of the ball as quickly as he does sort of help the offensive line?
Yeah, no, I think that helps, you know, but obviously I thought our offensive line may have had their best game protecting the quarterback in this game against Houston, against that front.
On the defensive side of the ball, Lamar Houston was very disruptive. How does his play help the defensive line? Does the offensive line have to pay a little more attention to him? Does that free some other guys up?
Well, yeah, I mean, I think, you know, when you have players of Lamar's ability, I think that helps, you know, some of the other guys on the defensive line. I thought Lamar made an outstanding play on the sack there in the first half of the football game to knock them out of field goal range. I thought was a huge play in the game. And Lamar's a guy that's continued to play well for us. You know, he may not have all the sack numbers that some of the other guys in this league might have, but he's been very disruptive, and he gets around the quarterback a lot, and he has a lot of pressures and a lot of hits on the quarterback. So he's Lamar's been a good player for us.
So will Pryor's health factor into this
Yes.
decision? So it's not based purely on what Matt does?
No, listen, we're going to take all the factors involved, all right, and measure out what those factors are, and then I'll make a decision.
Any update on Darren and his status this week?
I don't have any update on him. Obviously, we'll take him out tomorrow and work him out and see how close he is.
Why is the running game more successful with Rashad this year than it has been with Darren?
You know, I mean, I don't know. I can't pinpoint one exact reason why. What I can say is that, I think as we've gone on throughout the year, I think we've gotten better at executing in our run game. I think our offensive line has continued to improve in their blocking and understanding of the things that we're asking them to do and how we're asking them to do those things. I think Rashad has a nice feel for what we're doing in the run game, and he hits the thing downhill. And again, like I said yesterday after the game, that's a little bit of the way I envision, you know, this football team playing and this offense being is a team that, you know, you're going to have a lot of, you know, one, two, threes, and fours, and then all of a sudden you're going to bust out a long run, and that's how you have the really productive running games.
How much is his yards after initial contact factored into this to the success of this running game?
I think it's been critical, yeah. I mean, I think it's been a big part of it. You know, very seldom does he ever just go down on first contact. And like I said, I mean, there's runs in there that are 2 and 3 yard runs where there's contact at the line of scrimmage, but the pile gets pushed forward for 2 and 3 yards, and that's really what you're looking for. You're looking for, you know, you want to gain a blade of grass on every single play, and we've done a better job of executing that over the last few weeks.
You said that Rashad has earned, you know, his increased workload. When DMC does come back, I mean, has he earned the starting running back job?
I mean, that's a question that with Darren's injury situation that's not really able to be answered right now. I mean, I'll say this, and I'll say it again. I mean, he's earned the right to carry the ball. So whether he starts or doesn't start, I don't think that's really much of a factor. I think, you know, he's going to get his touches.
You talked about wanting more production out of the tight end positions. How nice was it to see the game Rivera had?
It was nice. It was good to see. And again, Michael's a guy that's, you know, he's come in and he's always kind of had a pretty good feel for what we're doing in the passing game, and for him to have the type of day that he had was good for us as an offense, because, you know, we need our tight ends to be a viable option in the passing game, and they were yesterday.
Can you take us back to that last defensive play? Were you guys, did you see what you expected to see? Was it reaction? Was it some kind of a thought that that's where the target was?
Well, on the second to last play, the one that got blown dead with the penalty, which we actually stopped, we were in a blitz, and that was a look that we had seen, a lot of teams run against us in blitz coverage, just taking the outside receiver, running him underneath right now. I thought Mike Jenkins made a great play on that. We would have been off the field there. We had to play the down over, and the play that they ran was a route that we've seen a handful of times this year, and it's a route that scored on us a couple of times this year already. So something that we've worked hard on trying to get corrected, and it was a route that they had run earlier in the game. And so I think once we saw the formation that they came out in, we kind of had a little bit of an idea of what we thought we might get, and Osama was in good position to make the play.
Which sounds like it's that they're getting it, that you are taking mistakes and correcting them, and that's a nice.
Yeah, no question. Well, and again, that goes back to the mentality of the players that we have in the locker room. I mean, I think they, they take the coaching, they take the corrections, and they try to the best of their ability, make those corrections on the football field. And, it doesn't always work out exactly like we want it to, but for the most part, our guys have taken the coaching, from the meeting room out to the practice field and then out there on game day.
Coach, there are eight teams, I think, within a game of the last playoff spot at this point. Is that something you emphasize to the team, or do you just assume that they know that? Or?
I tell you what I'm going to emphasize to the team is pay attention to the process. Okay, don't pay attention to what the end goal is or the end result is. If you pay attention to the process and you pay attention to what's going on a day-by-day basis, meeting by meeting, practice by practice, game by game, those end results will take care of themselves. If we practice well enough, if we meet well enough, if we play well enough, the goals that we aspire to have at the end of the season will be there for us.
Burnett seems to be always around the ball, making some kind of positive play week after week. I'm sure that's what you expected from him, but can you just talk about the impact that maybe he's had?
Yeah, well, he's done a great job for us. He's an experienced player. He's an athletic player that we can do a lot of different things with. We've blitzed him. We put him in coverage a lot, and he's done a great job for us, and he's made a lot of big plays for us. I thought the play that obviously he made the tackle on the goal line stop, but when you watch the tape and you watch Lamar Houston and C.O. Moore knock back the line of scrimmage, which cleans Kevin up where he can get over the top and go make the tackle, that's what team defense is all about. And all those guys really have bought into that concept. And I think that's why you see so many different players make plays, because I think they've all responded and understand that JT's going to put them in a position that everybody's going to have their opportunities to make plays, and then it's your responsibility to be ready when those opportunities come. And, as we've progressed through the season, I think our guys have done a better and better job of doing that.
How impressive or encouraging was it to see the defense set the tone right off the bat and set the offense up for points? You scored pretty quickly after the first turnover and immediately after the second turnover.
Yeah, well, I thought that was big in the game, obviously with Matt coming in and having his first start, I think being able to take the ball over, in the red zone, was big for him. And then the fact that, not only that, but the first drive, we were able to kind of run the ball effectively early in the drive, and then we were able to capitalize on the third down play to get the touchdown. And that comes after a false start penalty to back us up. So I think the defense setting the tone there for the offense was critical. But we did that. That happened last week. So I think the big thing was our team was able to capitalize on it, and our team was able to finish. We started fast, and we were able to finish strong.
Other than Philadelphia, which everybody you like to think is an aberration, Are you generally pleased with the defense from start to finish so far?
Yeah, there's still a lot of things that we got to continue to improve on. I mean, we're not the finished product by any means. But, you know, every week I see this team getting better and better, not just defensively. I see this team getting better in all phases of the game. And, you know, there's always going to be things that happen in a game that you're going to look at and say, well, we got to get this fixed or we got to get that fixed. But when you look at the overall picture of this football team, I see this team as an improving football team.
Any more, guys? All right. Thank you. All right.